All right, now I'm joined by one of the candidates for the position of mayor in the current West Coast Council by-election. He's the current deputy mayor and also acting mayor in the interim. It's good morning to Shane Pitt. Good morning, Shane. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, Cameron. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Well, obviously, you're one of, I think, five candidates for the position of mayor, so there's a few people to have the, people have the choice to vote on. Why should people vote for you, Shane?
Well, Cameron, I think... been there, done that, I suppose.
Yes.
Been council now for since 2009, so I've got a fair experience in council and understand the issues that face us on the here on the West Coast, and I'd like to continue on the work that we've done in council. Been deputy mayor since 2014, so 6 years in the position now, so better.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, standing beside... the mayor or the ex-mayor, Phil. So we've been able to achieve a fair bit.
And there's obviously a few things that you're still in the process of actually carrying out. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you hope to complete as mayor that you've already started?
Yeah, well, you've got the mountain biking on the West Coast.
Yes.
So Mount Owen was just recently opened, well, four of the tracks, a few more to be opened shortly. But they're not the official opening, of course. That'll be coming later on in the year once the Heemskerk track's completed as well near Zern. So there's 20 kilometres of track there to be built as well. So we can see that mountain biking will be the West Coast will be a mecca for mountain biking in Tasmania. We've also got the back country point-to-point feasibility project that's comes out for community consultation this month. And that will... see mountain biking right across the West Coast, with Zion and Queenstown being the main hubs. But we're all towns of the West Coast will have some input into mountain bike trials with that feasibility project that's ongoing. And even Trial and Granville Harbour will also see some action with the mountain bikers down there as well. So, it's quite impressive project that's ongoing, and that'll give us a chance to be able to gain some grant funding to make sure these happen.
Absolutely. Okay, what about some of the things that are in your head that you really would like to accomplish that you haven't quite got into? What are some of your plans for the future?
Yeah, we know we've got the aged care strategy, which was done quite some time ago now. And I want to follow up and make sure that we follow through with that strategy to make sure that, you know, we increase the aged care capacities across the whole West Coast, not just here in Queenstown at the hospital, but there are other options we've got available for other housing projects, and there's quite some unique projects that come out of that aged care strategy that I'd like to see fulfilled. Education as well. So I've been on the Education and Training Advisory Committee now for some time, since it was, since 2015, I guess. I've been chair of that committee, and we've still got a lot of things that we want to continue on with there. We've had some success in that committee, and I'd like to see that followed through.
Okay, one thing that's on people's minds at the moment, Shane, is the roads, and we've had unfortunately had a number of accidents this year on the roads. Do you hope to see some improvement in that area, or do you have a comment to make on that, on what you'd like to see in the roads in the future?
Yeah, well, we've seen the recent announcement by the state government over the Lyell Highway between Queenstown and Strawn. Mm-hmm. Well, that's only one road that we've wrote to the state government regarding the condition of the roads on the West Coast. The road between Rosebery and Zines, another one high on our list that we'd like to see upgraded. And we've had confirmation from the government there will be funding in the future for that road. And also the road between Zine and Queenstown is another one that we've highlighted that we'd like to see a fair bit of work done on, given the safety of that highway is not up to standard, what we believe should be, we should accept on the West Coast. So, we've still got a fair bit of work to do with the state government, but that's all ongoing. And also, the Lower Highway between Queenstown and Derwent Bridge. That's also in our municipality, so we've also highlighted that with the state government that we'd like to see some funding put into that part of the road around Donaghy's Hill and Mount Arrowsmith.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very important. So obviously your key message is experience. You want to make sure the things that you've started come to fruition. And you're talking more about, obviously, the tourism aspect of the West Coast, which is really important, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, we've seen the West Coast has certainly diversified in recent years. You know, mining always will be a big job provider for the West Coast, but tourism, agriculture, renewable energy, these are also things that we've seen in the recent years that council had a huge part in to make sure that these business or enterprises took off. And the arts, of course, you know, you look at the unconformity, the artist residents are now in Queenstown and across the West Coast. You know, Granville Harbour's, Trial Harbour, sorry, he's got an artist down there even. And Tulla, Strawn, Zeehan. You know, all these towns have got resident artists now, and that's something which the West Coast didn't really have a while ago. And, you know, we are diversifying as a community, and I think these things will prove in the future that they'll assist with growth in our economy.
Mm, absolutely. One thing you did mention there before is something I'd like to pick up on if you have a comment about this, is the mining industry. Obviously, you know, Mount Lyell still not operational. You do have, obviously, the Rosebery mine, but it's because of the protests that have been going on, it is under a slight cloud at the moment, which is disappointing. What do you have something, you have a goal in mind on what you want to see in mining in the future on the West Coast?
Oh, we'd like to see it continue, as you know, improve and get more of these little mines opening up all the time. There's a lot of prospective mines out there. We'd like to see copper mines open again, of course, and hopefully that won't be in the too near future. We've had discussions with the government, and they believe that there may be an announcement shortly with regard to that, but we're waiting to see what happens there.
Sure.
But, you know, mining's been a strong industry on the West Coast for a long time, 100-odd years. So, you know, to lose that would be quite dramatic for the West Coast.
Absolutely. And it is, as we say, it is the lifeblood, I dread to think what would happen if we lost that. It really is so important to us. So, you know, we need to just get the word out to ensure that the whole state and needs to know, you know, this needs to survive.
Yeah, certainly. Yes. And, you know, it's not just the West Coast. If we lose the mining industry in Tasmania, that's Tasmania's downfall, because, you know, that the mining industry provides over half the economy to Tasmania. So
absolutely. Mm. So obviously you want to have a big part in making sure that happens.
That's right, mate.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, well, I think we've covered it this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Anything you'd just like to say in conclusion?
Oh, no, just that, just remember that I'm a member of the West Coast community, and I'm working for the community, as I've proven since I've been in council. So, please get out there and vote, and remember, we've got till the 20th of July, so if you haven't already voted, please do so.
Absolutely. All right, Shane, thank you very much, Shane Pitt, for joining us today.
Thanks, Cameron.
Current Deputy and Acting Mayor Shane Pitt, who's one of the candidates for the position of Mayor at the current West Coast Council by-elections, joining us this morning on 7XS.